I wanted to ask if Poseidon would come with me to see her, but then I realized that was ridiculous. I imagined loading the god of the sea into a taxi and taking him to the Upper East Side. If he'd wanted to see my mom all these years, he would have. And there was smelly Gabe to think about. Poseidon's eyes took on a little sadness.
When you return home, Percy, you must make an important choice. You will find a package waiting in your room.
A package?
You will understand when you see it. No one can choose your path, Percy. You must decide.
I nodded, though I didn't know what he meant.
Your mother is a queen among women, Poseidon said wistfully. I had not met such a mortal woman in 1,000 years. Still, I am sorry you were born, child. I have brought you a hero's fate, and a hero's fate is never happy. It is never anything but tragic.
I tried not to feel hurt. Here was my own dad telling me he was sorry I'd been born. I don't mind, Father.
Not yet, perhaps, he said. Not yet, but it was an unforgivable mistake on my part.
I'll leave you then. I bowed awkwardly. I won't bother you again. I was 5 steps away when he called.
Perseus?
I turned. There was a different light in his eyes, a fiery kind of pride.
You did well, Perseus. Do not misunderstand me. Whatever else you do, know that you are mine. You are a true son of the sea god.
As I walked back through the city of the gods, conversation stopped. The muses paused their concert. People and satyrs and naiads all turned toward me, their faces filled with respect and gratitude, and as I passed, they knelt, as if I were some kind of hero. 15 minutes later, still in a trance, I was back on the streets of Manhattan. I caught a taxi to my mom's apartment, rang the doorbell, and there she was, my beautiful mother, smelling of peppermint and licorice, the weariness and worry evaporating from her face as soon as she saw me. Percy! Oh, thank goodness! Oh, my baby! She crushed the air right out of me. We stood in the hallway as she cried and ran her hands through my hair. I'll admit it, my eyes were a little misty, too. I was shaking. I was so relieved to see her. She told me she just appeared at the apartment that morning, scaring Gabe half out of his wits. She didn't remember anything since the Minotaur, and couldn't believe it when Gabe told her I was a wanted criminal, traveling across the country, blowing up national monuments. She'd been going out of her mind with worry all day because she hadn't heard the news. Gabe had forced her to go into work, saying she had a month's salary to make up and she'd better get started. I swallowed back my anger and told her my own story. I tried to make it sound less scary than it had been, but that wasn't easy. I was just getting to the fight with Ares when Gabe's voice interrupted from the living room.
Hey, Sally, that meatloaf done yet or what?
She closed her eyes. He isn't going to be happy to see you, Percy. The store got 500,000 phone calls today from Los Angeles. Something about free appliances?
Oh, yeah. About that?
She managed a weak smile. Just don't make them angrier, all right? Come on. In the month I'd been gone, the apartment had turned into Gabe land. Garbage was ankle deep on the carpet. The sofa had been reupholstered in beer cans. Dirty socks and underwear hung off the lampshades. Gabe and 3 of his big goony friends were playing poker at the table. When Gabe saw me, his cigar dropped out of his mouth. His face got redder than lava.
You got nerve coming here, you little punk. I thought the police...
He's not a fugitive after all, my mom interjected. Isn't that wonderful, Gabe? Gabe looked back and forth between us. He didn't seem to think my homecoming was so wonderful.
Bad enough I had to give back your life insurance money, Sally,
he growled.
Get me the phone. I'll call the cops.
Gabe, no. He raised his eyebrows.
Did you just say no? You think I'm gonna put up with this punk again? I can still press charges against him for ruining my Camaro.
But... He raised his hand and my mother flinched. For the first time, I realized something. Gabe had hit my mother. I didn't know when or how much, but I was sure he'd done it. Maybe it had been going on for years when I wasn't around. A balloon of anger started expanding in my chest. I came toward Gabe, instinctively taking my pen out of my pocket. He just laughed.
What, punk? You gonna write on me? You touch me, and you're going to jail forever. You understand?
Hey, Gabe, his friend Eddie interrupted. He's just a kid. Gabe looked at him resentfully and mimicked in a falsetto voice.
Just a kid.
His other friends laughed like idiots.
I'll be nice to you, punk.
Gabe showed me his tobacco-stained teeth.
I'll give you 5 minutes to get your stuff and clear out. After that, I call the police.
Gabe, my mother pleaded.
He ran away,
Gabe told her.
Let him stay gone.
I was itching to uncap Riptide, but even if I did, the blade wouldn't hurt humans, and Gabe, by the loosest definition, was human. My mother took my arm. Please, Percy, come on, we'll go to your room. I let her pull me away, my hand still trembling with rage.